Dear visitor, welcome to the Puntali Cave. This guide was created by the Jonathan Livingston Association, ODV, with the patronage of the municipality of Karini, thanks to the funds of the National Recovery and Resilience Plan of the Ministry of Culture, included in Mission 1, Digitization, Innovation, Competitiveness, Culture, and Tourism, and Component 3, Tourism and Culture 4.0. The Armeta Cave, also known as the Puntali Cave, is a karstic cavity of extraordinary historical and naturalistic interest located in the territory of Karini in the province of Palermo. This cave opens on the slopes of Mount Pecoraro on the northern side of Mount Longa at about 96 meters above sea level. The natural setting is typical of the northwestern coast of Sicily, a limestone landscape shaped by time and the sea, with the cave located approximately 1 kilometer from the Tyrrhenian coast. Surrounding the cave is the Puntali Cave Integral Nature Reserve, established in 2001 to protect this unique environment. The cave is surrounded by Mediterranean scrub and outcrops of limestone rock, offering a fascinating view of wild vegetation against rocky walls. Armeta Cave is a remarkable example of a karst cave formed in Mesozoic-era limestone rocks. It is a predominantly horizontal cavity. It extends about 110 meters in length and 15 meters in width, structured on 2 levels connected by some shallow shafts. The interior walls and vaults feature fascinating geological phenomena. A dense network of vermiculations, or thin meandering grooves caused by the erosion of rocks by desert sands carried by the wind. This creates a distinctive surface pattern known as leopard skin. Stalactites hang from the ceiling, and the calcareous formations exude the geological history of Sicily. Along the walls, in addition to common karst formations, there are 2 marine erosion notches on the outside of the cavity, indicating that in past geological eras, the coastline and sea level reached the cave. Inside, about 30 meters from the entrance, the floor presents a deposit of brown-yellow sediments rich in fossils, including fragments of elephant tusks. This deposit represents what remains of the ancient bone horizon explored in the 1800s, a layer containing fossil bones accumulated over time, later partially removed during early excavation campaigns. The cave of the Puntali is especially famous for the exceptional paleontological finds discovered inside. During the Pleistocene, approximately 125,000 to 10,000 years ago, Sicily was home to a unique fauna, and this cave preserved its traces. The most spectacular discovery is that of the bones of the so-called Sicilian dwarf elephant, a small-sized island species that evolved from continental elephants isolated on the island. Armeta Cave has yielded a large number of remains of these dwarf elephants, to the point that a complete skeletal cast can now be admired at the Gemellaro Geological Museum in Palermo. In addition to dwarf elephants, excavations have uncovered the remains of many other Pleistocene animals, hippopotamuses, cave hyenas, large bovids such as aurochs and bison, as well as deer and wild boars. This faunal association demonstrates that the cave was frequented by large mammals, perhaps as a den or shelter, or as a natural trap where animals fell. In addition to animal fossils, artifacts linked to prehistoric human presence have also been found. Flint tools, blades, points, and scrapers, prehistoric pottery fragments, including 2 small vessels decorated with wolf teeth, and shards of vases, jugs, and decorated bowls. The oldest human traces found date back to about 20,000 years ago, during the Upper Paleolithic, indicating that the cave was visited by prehistoric humans in various periods, up to the Bronze Age. Of particular charm are the rock engravings found on the rocky walls near the entrance. To the left of the entrance, engraved into the rock, are stylized figures of 2 quadrupeds, a small deer and an equid, probably a horse or wild donkey, shown grazing. On another block, identified during excavations in the 1970s, appears the partial figure of a bovid, likely an aurochs. These engravings are stylistically similar to some famous Paleolithic graffiti found in Sicily, such as those in the Genovese Cave in Levanzo in the Agadi Islands, and they too are attributed to the Upper Paleolithic, approximately 30,000 to 10,000 years ago. Curiously, the Armetta Cave also contains much later engravings. Geometric motifs and small rounded cup marks carved into the rock, probably from the medieval period, indicating that the cave continued to attract humans and was used across various historical periods. From a modern faunal perspective, the cave represents a precious habitat. It hosts a colony of bats, chiropterans, of various species, considered of great conservation interest. In particular, the colony is listed among the species of community interest and protected by the Habitat Directive, as bats are now threatened, and the cave offers them a safe refuge. In addition to bats, the subterranean environment hosts a specialized cave-dwelling fauna, including troglophiles and trogloxenes, organisms partially or occasionally adapted to cave life. The cave can also serve as shelter for small mammals and birds seeking a protected place, especially during the day or in adverse seasons. The surrounding ecosystem, included in the Natura 2000 site, Montagna Longa, Pizzo Montanello, contributes to the area's biological richness. The Armetta Cave has captured the attention of scholars and curious visitors for many centuries. As early as 1558, historian Tommaso Fazello, in describing Sicily, mentioned this cave and its mysterious giant bones. These tales fed popular imagination, the enormous fossil bones of elephants and hippopotamuses, not recognized as prehistoric animal remains, were interpreted as relics of mythical giants. However, it was not until the 19th century that scientific explorations began. In 1868 to 1869, the Palermo geologist and paleontologist Gaetano Giorgio Gemellaro conducted a series of systematic excavations in the cave of the Puntali. Gemellaro's research was spectacularly fruitful. Several tons of fossil bones were extracted, mostly belonging to dwarf elephants. These finds formed a rich paleontological collection, which Gemellaro studied and partly exhibited to the public. Many remains are now kept, as mentioned, in the Geological Museum of Palermo, named after him. His excavations also yielded teeth, skulls, and bones of hippopotamuses, hyenas, and other Pleistocene animals, laying the groundwork for knowledge of the so-called Sicilian Pleistocene fauna. At the beginning of the 20th century, further stratigraphic studies were carried out by other scholars, such as Pietro Calcara and later the German geologist Wolfgang Sergel, who studied Sicilian dwarf elephants in the 1920s. In 1970, the Superintendency of Antiquities conducted a new excavation campaign inside the cave. It was on this occasion that the additional rock engravings mentioned earlier, such as the bovid figure on an interior rock, were discovered, and the study of archaeological layers was deepened, revealing prehistoric human presence through lithic tools and pottery. In recent decades, the cave has been the subject of interdisciplinary studies. Speleologists, paleontologists, archaeologists, and biologists collaborate to better understand both the cave's long natural history and its human use. The Puntali Cave Integral Nature Reserve is now managed by regional ecological research bodies and is recognized as a geosite of national interest for geology and paleontology. The local community has also rediscovered the importance of the site, promoting its protection and enhancement. The Armetta Cave, or Cave of the Puntali, is a place where nature and history intertwine. From a historical naturalistic perspective, its importance is twofold. On one hand, it is a natural archive of Sicily's past. The sediments and fossils in the cave tell of a time when the island was populated by dwarf elephants, hippopotamuses, and other animals now extinct from the region. These discoveries have contributed to fascinating evolutionary theories, such as that of island dwarfism. Elephants, isolated in an environment with limited resources, drastically reduced their size over just a few thousand years. It is estimated that the transition from normal elephants to dwarf elephants occurred in just 40 generations. On the other hand, the cave documents prehistoric human presence and the creativity of our ancestors. The animal engravings at its entrance are an artistic and emblematic glimpse into early cultural expressions in Sicily, comparable in importance to the graffiti of Levanzo or the paintings of the Adara cave. A curiosity, the cave is known by various names in local tradition. In addition to Armeta Cave and Puntali Cave, it is sometimes called the Cave of the Stalactites or Cave of Perino, depending on historical sources. This reflects the multiple characteristics for which the site is known. Its stalactites and geological formations, its past owners or discoverers, or simply the name of the district where it is located, Contrada Armeta. It is also said that before official protection, the inhabitants of Carini knew the cave and would occasionally collect fossils to show in the village, unaware of the scientific value of those giant bones. Today, the Puntali Cave Nature Reserve is part of a broader program to enhance Sicily's natural heritage. Dear visitor, we thank you for visiting this place and invite you to continue your journey to discover the history and architecture of the city of Carini.